rocking harder than a Viagra convention at a nudie bar. The new Military Brotherhood Radio.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Counting Crows.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hey, this is Sully from Godsmack.
Hello, this is Angus Young and
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
I'm Nick. And we're the All-American Rejects.
Hey, this is Chris Robinson, the guy with the big nose from the Black Crows.
This is Azul from The Union, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
We want to remind our listeners that the opinions of our show does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Military Brotherhood Radio. Please keep in mind this is entertainment for the listener with a sense of humor.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
There's a lot of non-profit organizations out there.
Not like the H-Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
fuck. H-Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true.
I just want to say, thank you
to all the vets out there.
The H-Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Broadcasting from the USO here in Colorful, Colorado, here in Fort Carson. It is a special edition of the H-Train Show, proving to all of our veterans that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name is H-Train. Thanks for riding with us today. Remember, before we get started, you can join along with us by going to mvradio.us. That's mikebravoradio.us. And we're in the lounge. Or you can simply download the MBR mobile app through the App Store or Play Store, depending on which device you have. Today's show is taped live and will rerun tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the normal H-Train Show time. We will replay this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. For more information, or if you missed something, check with us on our Facebook page at info H-Train Show. Today's interview of the week is going to be lead singer of Jackal, Jesse James Dupree, along with their tribute to the troops, USO Fort Carson director Phil Martinez. Later in the show, we also have movie tickets that will be given away to veterans and to our men and women all over the world in uniform for 4th of July weekend. Take your family out to the movies. Later on, when we have Mr. Dupree on, we have mics. Everybody can, from the floor, ask them questions. So it's whole crowd participation, so it should be fun. 2-minute warning, later on we will preview who we have on next week and we'll explain what I learned today in today's episode. And since I'm done reading this, I have to say it's amazing. I didn't expect this much of a crowd. There's a lot of people. There's Chick-fil-A. There's, what is it, Freddy's Hamburgers. Is everybody having fun? So it's a huge crowd out here. I'm kind of surprised. One thing I want you guys to know, men and women in uniform, you know, thank you for your service. You're covering down from when I got injured in Iraq. Later on in the show, also, we will preview on who we have next week. And so since I have a crowd out here, they probably don't even know what the H-Train Show is about. There's 5,000 nonprofits just in Colorado. And it's really disgusting how men and women are kind of being overfilled with the VA. So I created this show about 3 years ago, proving to veterans that there are programs out there beyond the VA. So when you listen, you'll hear nonprofits that you've never heard before, like Warrior Voices, Tee It Up for the Troops. There's not just two or three nonprofits. There's a lot. So stick around, and you'll enjoy the show, I promise. With that being said, we are going to go on a music break. And today's music break, all of it is pretty much listening to Jackal. love his music. Does everybody love Jackal's music? Yeah, they're fun. They're not serving alcohol here. That's the reason why they're not awake yet. So, but give them time. As soon as they hear the rest of the show, they're going to be motivated with a butt slap. So, you're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. We'll be back with interview with Jesse James Dupree.
She's Hi, yeah, this is Mike Villalobos from Blue Collar Criminals. You're tuned in to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. Like I said, this is simply taping. This will be re-ran tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's crazy. I met one of my battle buddies that I was stationed in Germany with. Talk about a small world, small army, right? So we're all having a good time. Everybody's eating some Chick-fil-A. I haven't got out there just yet.
Today's interview of the week is sponsored by Laura Errico, president of Laura Errico Public Relations, LLC.
All right, everyone. Once again, you are listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with Reason. And today, our special guest is none other than Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. Can I? Come on, everybody. Let's go. Come on. Hey. There we go.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
You know, thank you for what you're doing for the troops. I had this nice little intro that I was going to read, and I can't find it, but that's okay.
Just wing it. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We neither one of us ever lack for anything to say, right?
So take a seat if you like.
You got it.
So my first question for you, because I know that you're stretched on time. My first question is, there's a lot of bands today
right. That
ask how they can get involved with the USO, and how did you get connected with the USO to do this awesome thing for the veterans?
Well, you know, the first thing is I'm a member of a fraternity of people that ride motorcycles, and there's just such a super strong support for our military from, you know, my brothers and sisters that ride the motors, Harley Davidson, the Harley Owners Group guys, not a more charitable bunch of people out there. And Ed LeClaire, who's the promoter of the event that we're playing here in town, avid Harley Davidson rider as well. And it came together very organically and very naturally for us to be able to come and be part of this great day. It's really cool. I've never been on Fort Carson before. So to be able to come out here and check out, you know, especially what the USO is doing and the activities they plan, and it's a family thing. It's really great.
Yeah, this is a great turnout. I was really surprised. So, Jesse,
they let the likes of you and I in here.
I know, right? What are they thinking?
Yeah, what are they thinking? Good God. What could possibly go wrong?
So, you know, I was talking to a friend, and she was talking about how you have your own whiskey.
I have Jesse James bourbon. I'm actually going over to the exchange from here.
Okay.
And we're signing bottles of the Jesse James
bourbon.
Okay,
there you go. Do you hear that, people? After this, you want to make sure to go over. He'll sign your bottle. That's totally awesome. I love it. So since you've been working with USO, what has been your experiences? I mean, has anything like really touched you?
Well, you know, all the time, I tell you one of the, it's not just the USO, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, I had a chance to visit Walter Reed Hospital a couple of years back, and you talk about something that touched me. I mean, that was just an absolute an experience that'll never leave me, you know, and thank God it won't, because it was something that I felt like looking back, I can't imagine not ever experiencing, you know, what our soldiers are, you know, the adversities they're overcoming, and you go and talk to the guys, and you're caught up in their injuries and stuff, but they're not. They're still just soldiers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they're just, you know, it's pretty amazing and a very humbling experience. So, I mean, if you ask me about something that's touched me, it's definitely been my visit with Walter Reed and thing. You know, I went and visited with a friend that I went to high school with, and his son, who's the same age as my son, was there. He was a triple amputation.
Oh, wow.
Todd Love, and just a famously little badass of a guy, man. Just a Marine and all through and through. Just it was an honor to get to know him as well.
Oh, that sounds great. I love it. I love it. The band is playing tonight at the Pikes Peak International Raceway, where Jackal fans, where can Jackal fans keep track of what's going on with the band?
Jackal.com and the Jackal Facebook page. And we pretty much keep all of our dates posted and activities. And we like everybody to post photographs from the from their shows that they come out to, and it's great.
So your upcoming release of Jackal, 25 years.
Can you believe that? 25 years.
That's amazing. There's not a lot of bands out there that has been together for 25 years.
Yeah, and
so that's crazy.
And the band is as lethal as ever. You know, we'll be cranking it out tonight, and you'll see, man. It's just every night's a blast.
So since the release day is July 28, 2007, just around the corner.
Yeah.
What motivated you for the? Is there something special that motivated you for this new album coming out?
Well, you know, we just wanted it to be a tribute to the last 25 years, so there's something off of every album that we put on this, and then we put a new song that we'd found in the vault. It was a song we'd done of an old Black Oak, Arkansas song called Hot and Nasty, and so we put that on there just having some fun with it. But it's just a celebration of us being together for 25 years.
And that's awesome. That is totally awesome. And so I'm going to ask you two more questions, and then if somebody in the crowd would like to ask him a question, and we're going to take two. We know he doesn't have a lot of time.
That's all good.
But we're going to take two people. So whenever we get to that shot, be ready for your question. One of the questions I really wanted to ask, this year's 25th anniversary of the band's Platinum talked about, in celebration of it, you will be releasing the album celebrating this milestone on July 28th. How can listeners get onto this album? The website, iTunes?
Yeah, you can go to iTunes and Amazon, and then you can go to, hopefully, like the Best Buys and Walmarts and that kind of thing, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Normal.
All the normal outlets.
It's not like top secret, out your blood card.
You should be able
to,
if you can't find it, just go to the Jackal Facebook page and post a question, and we'll figure it out.
That's awesome. All right, so my last question for you, and I thank you so much. And before you leave, I'll get sound bites from you.
Okay, yeah, great.
But my last question is, maybe I didn't ask the right question set it up for the right question, and you have something that's just laying on your heart that you want to add for your listeners here, for your listeners listening on Military Brotherhood Radio. Do you have anything that you would like to add?
You know, just again, I invite anybody to, whether you make it out to any Jackal show or whether you make it up to Sturgis, South Dakota. You know, we celebrate the military every year on the Thursday night, which is the Jackal night. We call it the Bikers Ball and our salute to the military. That's coming up on the 10th of August at the Full Throttle Saloon. We got a brand new facility. It sets on 600 acres.
Wow.
And we look forward to celebrating, again, our military out there on the 10th of August at the Full Throttle.
Awesome. That sounds so good. And I forgot to mention that the last question is your time to shine. So you definitely shined on that one.
Well, thank you.
So, do I have any kids or any people out here that would like to ask him a question? We have mics. I'll bring you the mic. We have slot for two people.
Do you have any awesome, daredevil plans for your stay?
Do I have any daredevil plans? I've been shot out of a cannon, blown up in a box of dynamite, jumped off a bridge, been lit a full body burn all the way down a zip line. Haven't I done enough? You know, that's a great question. Every night of a Jackal show, some kind of explosion, I can promise you that. But you won't be disappointed, and I'll try to see if I can't pull something out of my bag for you. You got it.
All right, anybody else? I got one more slot for a question, if anybody likes. All right, we're going to go ahead and say that that's a no. People are just nervous.
You answered.
Shy.
You asked all the questions.
Yeah,
You answered them right off the bat.
You know, I got to say, Jackal, that listening to Jackal, I love the music.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to it, and I did some research. And does anybody know, and this is where we're going to give up movie tickets. We're going to give out four movie tickets for their families for 4th of July weekend. Because everybody knows it's the best place if you have PTSD is to go to a movie theater, right? So it's quiet. So the question is, Jackal has set two Guinness World Records, one for playing 100 concerts in 50 days, and one for what?
It's a toughie.
Oh, this is awkward.
I know. Do I get the tickets?
Yeah, you know what? Jesse gets the ticket.
She knows. She said it. the most concerts in one day. That's right. She got it.
There we go. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Yeah, 21 shows in a 24-hour period. She's got it. She's got it. There we go.
All right. Awesome. Well, it's our time to get out of here. Jesse, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Being
thank you so much.
A part of my show. Thank you for what you're doing for my fellow battles and my veterans. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
When we come back, we're going to be interviewing USO director Phil Martinez. Stay with me. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
Away the stain left on the life behind me from a Hey, boys, it's the men here to see you. Want me to shoot them?
From Music for Vets, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Sponsored by Custom Paint and Body by Trek Design.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the Ace Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. And usually with a tribute to the troops, we talk about a veteran that has passed away, did his duty. And I have a list here, and I will read those. But before I do,
I wanted to introduce everybody to Mr. Phil Martinez. I think it's okay to say the USO director of the Fort Carson headquarters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, USO Colorado Springs, absolutely.
The biggest thing that I got to ask, Phil, and we just talked about this, you know, with the show, you got to do like 5-6 hours of prep time, and then bam, 1 hour show, and it's like, why do I do this, right? My question is, I know that you're a busy man and you wear so many hats. You do a radio show.
I do.
You direct this. Who is Phil Martinez, and why do you do what you do on this journey?
You know, I tell you, Joel, who is Phil Martinez? I'm from Los Angeles originally, but most of my life has been in Colorado. And I believe in doing things that you absolutely love to do, you know. You and I talked offline about, yes, it's a tremendous amount of work to do the show prep and get everything ready to go. But I've been in radio almost 30 years. You know, it's been a wonderful career, director of programming.
And, wow.
It's just been really so much fun. I've had a chance to interview some major celebrities and some big-time stars. And, you know, that's why I stay active in it today. You know, I've got a show in Wichita, Kansas. I've got a show here in Colorado Springs. It's Sunny 106.3. And another one here as well, KPHT 95.5. So I keep active in the world with iHeartRadio, and I love doing that. But one of the reasons I do that is I get a chance to talk, like you, about our military. And I get a chance to talk about our service members and their families. I get a chance to talk about the little kids that we see here.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
I love it. Just running around, having
fun. I want to be a kid. I'm tired of adulting.
Me too. So, it's so much fun. You know, it's just you get a chance to talk about what you love. And I've been with the USO now for 10 years. And our mission is to strengthen America's military by keeping them connected to family, home, and country. Those three words are very important to me. Family, home, and country. You know,
awesome.
Always being by their side. Right. From the time you enter your military career and you take your first oath to the time you transition out, we are always there for you. Whether it's going through an airport, maybe you're in Denver or you're traveling through one of the world's airports, chances are you're going to see a USO there.
Right.
And we're always there being greeting our service members and their families with a nice, kind hello. We're there greeting them with coffee and food and pastries, celebrities like we had today. It's just a tremendous, tremendous organization that does so much in our community and is heavily involved. It's a global organization. It's, 200 USOs across the world.
Yeah.
And it just does so many things. We have 8 in Afghanistan. We're in Dubai. We're in the Horn of Africa.
Wow.
Germany, Japan, everywhere. So
see, I didn't even know about the Horn of Africa. You just told me this, you know. I think it's very admirable what you do for the USO.
Thank you, Joel.
And, you know, these veterans, I mean, hey, veterans, are you guys having fun? This is directed by him. You're getting fed today by him. Well, the one thing that I wanted to bring up before I forget, a lot of people don't know this, but my whole show, the Ace Train Show, is showing veterans that there are more programs about the VA. And it's so hard sometimes to promote and get the word out. But you have a program that has just started.
Yes.
It's about a year old.
Yes.
Nobody really knows about it. And they probably don't even really know about it.
You're right.
Please tell us a little bit about the transition program for the USO.
Joel, thank you. Transition is a tremendous need right now for our service members. And the USO has always been there for primarily active duty and their families, but now we are working with our veterans, making sure that they have a place that they can come and talk to our wonderful scouts, as we call them, which are essentially case managers. So, for example, if somebody comes in and they have questions about, you know, what do I do? I'm getting ready to get out of the military in a year, or I've been out for a while, and I need a job, or I want to go back to school, or I have questions, legal questions, or maybe I have questions with the VA.
Right.
I'm not getting a response from the VA. Or maybe I have questions about, you know, my mortgage. All those things that enter our minds when you get out. Maybe you just need something simple. I've never had to write a resume before. If you're getting out, your whole career is in the military, we teach you how to do that. And we do that for you. So we are kind of the conduit and the liaison to take our veterans and connect them to whatever the need that they right. that they have. So if they need a job, we have over 200 partners right here in Colorado. We'll call them up and say, hey, this person needs a job. Would you mind giving them an interview? Would you mind talking to them? Can we send you their resume? And they, most of the time, almost 99.9% of the time, they say, sure. We send it to them, and they know that if they hire our military or a veteran, they know who they're getting. Quality. They're getting a strategic mind. They're getting somebody who's
teamwork.
Yes, work ethic. Team-oriented. They're going to get that employee. So all of these businesses and companies that are looking to hire our veterans, it's just tremendous. We give you that opportunity at the USO. We have a couple of locations, here at Fort Carson. We have a center over at the mountain, Mount Carmel Center of Excellence there. We have a USO in Denver at the airport as well. So we can connect you. We're that kind of connect the dots, the conduit between the veteran and if you're getting out 12 months before, maybe 12 months after, we're going to help you out. And we're going to sit you down and talk about and put a game plan together for you. You go out there, and we'll make the connections. We'll make your resume. We'll build your resume and help you with that. And then and we'll get you where you need to be.
And, Phil, that is so great because I tell you what, I think one of the reasons why I just kept on, re-enlisting, I kept re-enlisting because I didn't have a wife and I needed somebody to cook for me. But that's beside the point. The one of the reasons why I kept re-enlisting was because it's that scaredness. Right. You don't know what goes, over the other side of the wall. Yeah. You hear family and hear friends. Don't worry. The VA will take care of you. And then you see kind of dark stuff in the news about the VA. It's never really positive.
Yeah.
So hearing about this program, the transition, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Before I let you go, because I know that you got to get out of here. Before I let you go, tell our listeners, where can they go to donate? Where can they go to get involved? Where can they go to take advantage of the programs that you offer? Or if they have any questions, where do they go?
Thank you, Joel. There's several places that they can go. And in fact, they can go tonight to Pikes Peak Bike Week and check out the concert to see Jackal perform. A lot of what they're raising is going to the USO, which is, we are thankful for that. They can go onto our website. It's coloradosprings.uso.org, or they can go to uso.org and they can find us there. They can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/USO Colorado Springs. We have a Twitter account. We have an Instagram account. We're all over social media. We are everywhere. And, of course,
on it like a batter ash.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a tremendous amount of opportunity to contact us. We would love an opportunity to give your guests and all of your listeners an opportunity to see the USO. You know, to have you here at the USO is meaningful to us, Joel, because, it's important for you to really showcase our veterans, and what you're doing with the military, Brotherhood Radio is amazing, and just to have an opportunity to be on your show and talking to your listeners is great for us. And we do great work, and we just love folks to come on out and see what we're doing. We still have the celebrity component, as you just saw with Jesse James Dupree. We've got Billy Currington coming on August 17th here to Fort Carson. We're going to host Billy over at Iron Horse Park, and he's going to do a show here as well. If you like country music, you'll get a chance to enjoy that. And plus, we've got opportunities. Most people don't realize. If I said to you, maybe some of the veterans or some of the active duty, they're struggling in their marriage. And if I told you we had a program that can help you out with your marriage, and we have, it's called Stronger Families. We sit down and we teach you how to communicate with each other. We have kids programs to help the little ones out. Maybe when mom or dad are going on a deployment, we help the kids out. We have a Sesame Street show that comes in and talks about it's okay when mom or dad, you're going to be okay. And it's a very supportive program. So most people don't realize the depth of what USO is. And, again, family, home, and country is right. everything to us. And this is amazing that you give us a chance to talk about that.
Right. Hey, what can I say? We're trying to bring a little bit of home to our troops until our troops can get back to get more home.
Yes.
So, outstanding. It's been great being here.
Thank you,
I love it. I know you're busy. Last question.
Yes.
Maybe I didn't set you up for the right question or right answer. And there's something that is burning that you want to add. Mm-hmm. This is what I call your time to shine.
Okay.
Whatever you would like to say. I've had people say, hi, Mom, and that's it. But whatever you would like to say, I want to make sure that your voice gets heard today.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. Having a platform where we can talk about our mission at the USO is amazing. And the fact that you're allowing us to allow your listeners to hear what we do is we're so thankful for that. I think I'd like to just stress kind of a final postscript to this is
okay.
Let everybody know of our new transition services. You know, led by my site manager, Ron Creda, Eric McAuliffe, and Ellen Phelps, you know, they do a great job working with our veterans, getting them the help they need after their military career is done. Most people are familiar with the USO, but they're not familiar with our new transition services. And it's just an opportunity to help them get connected with a job. Maybe to build a resume. Sometimes when you give a resume in the military, there's so many acronyms, as you know.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, you got to go to the fourth ID to this, the PHR, the PAO check. You know, we translate that into the civilian population so the businesses can understand a little bit of the experience that you have in the military, and then we apply that to help you get those jobs. You know, we connect you to some educational institutions to help you use that GI Bill and further yourself as well. So the USO is really, I guess, the best way to describe it, from the time you come in to the time you leave, we're going to be right there for you. So and we couldn't thank you enough for the opportunity to express that.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Phil.
My pleasure.
Before I let him go, is there anybody in the audience? We've got time for one question you can ask him. Trying to do this little crowd participation kind of thing. It's really working, as so you can tell. There we go.
Uh-oh, we got a question right over here.
What's it like to always be the best-looking guy in the room?
Well, I will say, let me hold the mirror in front of you, and you tell me. You know, Jesse James, isn't he great?
I know, right? He has bigger, better sense of humor than I do.
You know,
I'm not going to introduce him to my wife.
I wouldn't either. You know,
is that right?
I wouldn't introduce him to your wife either. But anyway, to see him on stage with our, did you get it? Were you inside when he did the show down on me with his band?
No, not yet. Yeah. I was trying to play great music for the crowd that's out here.
I love it. You know, he was on stage and he had our Fourth ID band, who prides themselves on giving quality shows, and you know, they're just so tight with their music. I know Kayla, who's a specialist, going to be on stage singing the national anthem tonight.
Okay.
With Jesse, and he just rocked out with them. You know, he rocked out with them. So you can go to our Facebook page and check that out as well. And don't forget, Pikes Peak Bike Week is tonight, and Jackal's going to take the stage. Lynyrd Skynyrd, I think they've got tomorrow night.
Holy
and then
crap.
They've got War on Sunday night. So are you kidding?
Well, that really goes together well.
Yeah. You know, it's a medley, and they had Blue October and Gin Blossoms last night in some country. So this is one of the biggest motorcycle events in all of Colorado. And it's huge, and it all goes to help out some charity. We're glad that they chose us as the charity of choice for tonight, you know, because they understand the importance of, in Colorado, you know, there's over 400,000 veterans that
right.
live here, and they understand the importance of our veterans in this state. So this is going to be a great time tonight. I know we got a lot of the bikers over here getting ready to ride on. Look at the bikers over here. Yeah. Look at the bikers over here. What do you think, Jesse? What do you think?
I just bought a Harley Davidson yesterday, so I'm not a poser no more.
Well, we are close. I just bought me a Schwinn. But anyway. So this is so much fun. And the fact that you're broadcasting and having fun with us today is just amazing. And this is great, you know. And I want to thank your listeners for allowing us the opportunity to talk about Pikes Peak Bike Week, talk about the USO. And we'll do it again if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Awesome. Well, Phil, thank you so much. Everybody give Phil a round of applause. Give James a round of some applause.
And one more thing here. I'm going to Ed's got more details than I do. You know, Ed, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you've got going on as well. Certainly tonight with Pikes Peak Bike Week and then all the festivities, they're going to break a Guinness Book of World Record here.
That's right. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we're going to line up. We're bringing an adjudicator in from New York, from the Guinness Book of World Records. Right now, the country of Thailand owns the record for 300 bikes all simultaneously doing a burnout, a three-second burnout in a 10-second window. So what we're going to do is we're going to crush it tomorrow and line the one-mile oval all the way around the track with bikes, and we're going to bring that world record back to Fountain, Colorado.
Yeah! It's coming. It's coming. And then you've got tonight. What else do we got when people go?
We're gonna have Leonard. Well, we're gonna have bands, and then we're gonna end up with Leonard Skinner, and then an incredible fireworks show. So that's gonna be fun tomorrow night. But tonight, it's all about the USO. It's all about our military, and we're gonna end it with Jesse James Dupree. And what's really crazy is that the band that's opening for Jackal tonight is Waylon. Well, Waylon is Jesse's son, Nigel.
Plays
the drums in that band. And they're traveling with Jesse, and they're going to open for him tonight. And you talk about a tight band, absolutely incredible. And I don't know where his genes come from. It's definitely not Jesse, but cute kid, and the girls go crazy over him. But it's going to be a fun night. Jesse's going to take the stage about 9:30. We got the Flaunt girls there. They're going to be in there. They're going to do the salute to the red, white, and blue, the military. So it's going to be an all red, white, and blue night tonight. So we're very, very excited about it.
Awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it.
And you got war on Sunday, right?
Well, Sunday, it's going to be a car show with hoppers and rat rods and low riders, and the list goes on. And we got stuff happening all day with hopping contests. And then 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30. It's over till next year. But what a way to – I mean, when you think of country with Trent Harmon, Midland, and Frankie Ballard, and then last night, Gin Blossoms and Blue October. Tonight, Waylon and Jackal. Tomorrow, Christopher Shane and Leonard Skinner. And Sunday with War. My God, what a great 5 days.
It's a heck of a lineup, and this is amazing that they're doing this in our community, you know, in our own backyard. So, Ed, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Doing such great work
Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, keep it up, man. I appreciate it. Keep it up.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, I guess we really ran out of time. Phil's got to get out of here. He's got to meet up with the paparazzi. Is that what we're talking? Is that about paparazzi now? But whatever you do, stay tuned. The H-Train Show will be back. Oh, I forgot. This is the time where I'm going to read this tribute. You can stick around, Phil, if you'd like. If you need to go, you can go. I'm just going to read this real quick. People in the room
here it is.
Maybe that's that. We'll see. If not, I have an extra copy. No, I don't think that's it. That's okay. I have an extra copy. Always be prepared.
Always. That's the underlying theme.
All right. So I'm reading this straight out of an article. If I could have a moment of silence after I get done reading these, I would appreciate it. If I butcher these names, it's not my fault. I didn't go to an honor school. Yokosuka, Japan, the remains of 7 sailors was previously reported missing. This week, they were located in flooded berthing compartments after divers gained access to the spaces. June 18th, that were damaged with U.S. Fitzgerald DDG-62 was involved in a collision with the Philippine flag merchant vessel. The deceased, as a tribute to our troop, is gunner's mate Seaman Dakota Kyle Rigsby, 19, from Palmyra, Virginia. Yeoman third class Shingo Alexander Douglas, 25, from San Diego, California. Sonar, like I said, I'm probably butchering this stuff. Sonar technician, third class, Najok T. Trong, at 25 from Oakville, Connecticut. Gunner's mate, second class, Noah Hernandez, 26 from Weslaco, Texas.
Fire Control, second class, Carlos Victor. Fire Control, second class, Carlos Victor Ganzen Sibanyan, 23, from Chula Vista, California. Personnel Specialist, first class, Xavier Alec Martin, 24, from Halethorpe, Maryland. Fire Control Man, first class, Gary Leo Rim, Jr., 37, from Elyra, Ohio. And on behalf of the Ace Train Show, Military Brotherhood Radio, and, of course, the USO, our hearts go out and our thoughts go out to those involved in this recent accident. Thank you so much for giving the moment of silence. We appreciate it. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, we're going to do the two-minute warning. So once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio. Radio with a reason.
feel the pain when I'm a-drinking. It just don't seem to cut as deep. When I lay down without you, it makes it easier to go.
This is the National Anthem Girl, Janine Stang, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, and we're back. Once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with Reason. And we're getting ready to pack up and get out of here. I'm surprised it hasn't rained yet. God has been gracious with us today with the weather. Great food, great people, great interviews. Had a lot of fun today. But it's time to wrap up the show. It is the two-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so for a two-minute warning, I can honestly say one thing that I learned about was when you're in the military so many times, you go through that whole A-capping process, and I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself. I felt that it was really a waste. It was one of those things where it was hard for me. It was like going to Home Depot. Nobody's around. At least that was my experience. But now the USO, they're stepping up, and they are doing something about it. So I think that's great, and that's wonderful. So that's one thing that I learned today. And there we go. That's the call of that. All right, well, we're time to wrap it up. But, of course, we wouldn't wrap it up without telling you who that we have on next week. I believe it's June. Had a look at my watch. I believe it's June 26th. We're going to be talking to a nonprofit called Retrieving Freedom. It is not just another service dog organization, but they train their dogs how to deal with diabetic 1 seizures. You don't find those very often. So make sure that you tune in Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on MBR Radio. That's MikeBravoRadio.us. And once again, you've been listening to the H-Train Show right here on MBR Radio, Radio with a Reason.
The best classic and the best new rock is right here.
Rock and roll!
On Military Brotherhood Radio.